This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you. "Let the little children come to me. It is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." Right, not Lincoln. But yes, Jesus. We see Lincoln's spiritual life even when he is a child. He writes a little essay on how precious the life of an ant is to itself, just like our own is precious to us. And we see Lincoln's spiritual life when, as president, his whole spirit is absorbed in the loss of his little boy, Willie. This is not Winnie the Pooh goes to the White House. This is about the great reversal in logic and values found at the heart of all spiritual life. In Jesus' words, it is not, "Let the wise and the great and the rich come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of God." Nor is it, "Let the children come to me because they are so cute and adorable." It is rather the capital K kingdom that is at stake. Welcome the children because the sacred kingdom is theirs. A recent book on the future of America states that one of the crucial ways to prepare for the difficult times ahead is simply this: prepare youth. Treat children as the nation's highest priority, unquote. The future may depend, quote, on the mettle of the generation coming of age, their positive connection to public life, their powerful team instincts, their optimism about the future. Throughout these times of talking about Lincoln's spiritual life, we have seen his sorrow over the one wild turkey that he shot, his anger at his friends for putting hot coals on the backs of turtles, his gentle pranks with his young friends, both painting the cabin ceiling with their muddy footprints and catching and forgiving them for stealing his family's melons, and his fun at poking fun at preachers and their sermons. We've seen his sorrow and revolt at his father's cruelty and usury of him. All these things about his childhood. What we are seeing is the way spiritual traditions turn the world upside down. Where those who are rich are really the most poor, those who have little really have the most, and those who are weak and thrown down will, by God's justice, be raised and made healthy and whole. And so there is a direct line from this focus on the spiritual value of children and the larger values on justice and equality that made up Lincoln's adult life. Any number of wise spiritual voices will tell us that a civilization is judged most by how it treats its least. Looking at Lincoln, we know, of course, of his abiding passions to reverse the institution of human slavery of black people. Less well known is his story about his care and attention to the lives of Native Americans. So when we think of the violence against the red man, or think of violence against black lives, or violence against women, or violence against school students, we can see in Lincoln the kind of adult spirit we most need. In August of 1860, Sioux Indians in Minnesota attacked white settlers and killed 350 or more of them. It was the largest massacre of whites by Indians in American history. There were stories of planned stage rebellions by Indians all up and down the frontier, and white settlers fled the area. Indian grievances were real, and the exploitation of their land and people clearly one of white domination and, we would say, injustice. The fury of the white people was enormous. 303 Indians were arrested and ordered to be killed. It took a presidential order to do so, and so the case came to Lincoln's piled-up desk. It was in some of the darkest hours of the American Civil War. Now, Lincoln himself had no romantic or even progressive views of the Indian, but faithful to his long childhood spirit of treating life as precious, he spent hours and hours working at and reading and studying the legal cases against each and every Indian attacker and saving almost 90% of their lives. He was careful. The spirit's relevance to us today can be that all life is precious to those who have a spiritual view. Children start with a spiritual view of life. Spiritual leaders keep it, Red Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Children's Lives Matter, Women's Lives Matter. This is the kind of spirit we see in Lincoln, and it can light us down as it did him to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.